Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
This is Coronavirus 411, the latest COVID-19 info and new hotspots. Just the facts for Monday, May 18th, 2020. All but two states have lifted some restrictions as of today, including Iowa, where restaurants, gyms, and salons opened in 22 counties on Friday. In a recent paper, University of Iowa researchers warned that the virus was likely still spreading, and though some lockdown measures did mitigate the virus, they were not sufficient to prevent uncontained spread on their own, reports the Iowa Times-Republican. Over the last 2 weeks, Sioux City, Iowa has the highest number of new cases per population, with 13.27 per 1,000 residents, according to the New York Times. The U.S. Health and Human Services Secretary suggested that the underlying health conditions of Americans was a major contributor to the death toll from the coronavirus. The chairman of the Federal Reserve told 60 Minutes that he expects the economy to recover, but it may take until the end of next year. 13 sailors from the USS Theodore Roosevelt have tested positive for COVID-19 for a second time after recovering from a first infection, reports the Washington Post. More than 100 countries are calling for an independent evaluation into the origin of the pandemic, relays CNN. The mayor of Sao Paulo, Brazil, warned that the healthcare system in the city is on the verge of collapse, according to the Washington Post. A flight by the Canadian Snowbirds meant to lift spirits and show support for those fighting COVID-19 ended in a tragic crash on Sunday. One member was killed, another injured. In Italy, restaurants, salons, and churches reopened today as cases continue to decline there. The locations of hotspots and U.S. and country diagnoses in a moment. Hotspots in the U.S. displaying faster rates of growth as of May 17th, according to the New York Times. Lake County, Tennessee, Crawford County, Iowa. Globally, Tajikistan, Gabon, Zambia, Haiti, Central African Republic, Nepal, South Sudan, Uganda, Mongolia, and Yemen have faster rates of growth. There have been 1,486,742 confirmed cases of COVID-19 in the United States and 89,564 deaths. There were 19,731 new cases reported yesterday. The 10 states with highest case counts: New York, 355,037; New Jersey, 146,334; Illinois, 94,362; Massachusetts, 86,010; California, 80,366; Pennsylvania, 65,745; Michigan, 51,054; Texas, 48,828; Florida, 45,580; Maryland, 38,920. The 10 countries with highest case counts: Russia, 290,678; United Kingdom, 243,695; Brazil, 241,080; Spain, 231,350; Italy, 225,435; Germany, 174,697; Turkey, 149,435; France, 142,411; Iran, 120,198; India, 96,169. For the latest updates, subscribe for free to Coronavirus 411 on your podcast app or ask your smart speaker to play the Coronavirus 411 podcast.
Sound that brands. Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.